This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Union Cabinet has given its nod to giving health coverage to all senior citizens who are above 70 years irrespective of income under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana with an outlay of 3,437 crore rupees. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting this evening in New Delhi, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said, "This is a very significant decision and the commitment made by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in this regard has been fulfilled with this decision." Mr. Vaishnav said, "The senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. He highlighted that this will cover about 4.5 crore families in the country and include about 6 crore senior citizens. Mr. Vaishnav added that ABPMJAY is the world's largest health insurance scheme, which provides health cover of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization to 55 crore individuals corresponding to 12.34 crore families. The union minister said that the eligible senior citizens would be issued a new distinct card under ABPMJAY. The senior citizens of 70 years and above belonging to families already covered under ABPMJAY will get an additional top-up cover up to 5 lakh rupees per year for themselves. All other senior citizens of 70 years and above will get a cover up to 5 lakh rupees per year on a family basis. Senior citizens of the age 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force may either choose their existing scheme or opt for PMJAY. Senior citizens of 70 years and above who are under private health insurance policies or employee state insurance schemes will be eligible to avail benefits under ABPMJAY. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is going to play a major role in driving the global semiconductor industry. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister said the government has taken many steps to advance semiconductor manufacturing in the country, including support for setting up semiconductor manufacturing facilities. In another event, the Prime Minister emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually today, the Prime Minister said that green hydrogen can help in decarbonizing industries that are difficult to electrify. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the government is fully committed to holistic development of border villages. Addressing the Border Area Development Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said that Border Road Organization has constructed over 8,500 kilometers of roads and more than 400 permanent bridges in the last decade. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal launched the Trade Connect e-platform to promote ease of international business for Indian entrepreneurs today in an event in New Delhi. The online platform will be one-stop medium for information about regulations, free trade agreements, events, partnerships, customs, tariffs and concessions and overview of overseas buyers. An NIA ATS special court in Lucknow today sentenced 12 persons to life imprisonment in the illegal religious conversion case. Special Judge Vivekanand Sharan Tripathi pronounced the quantum of punishment today and sentenced four other accused to 10 years of imprisonment each. In hockey, defending champions India qualified for the semi-final of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 in the round robin stage at Hulunbuir in China this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.